I have a couple of announcements before I introduce tonight's poet. First, the poet Ruth Stone, her reading has been rescheduled from May 14th to Monday, May 11th, and she'll read in the Kiva Room of the Education Building at 7:30. Also, the poet J.D. Reed, whose new book, Expressways, has just recently been released, will read Monday, April 27th in the Kiva Room, also at 7:30. I've been asked to announce that the poet Richard Shelton, who read here earlier this year, will also read in Phoenix, it should be Tempe, I guess, Wednesday, April 29th in the Arts and Architecture Auditorium at Arizona State University at 8 o'clock. Tonight, Stephen Orland will read from his poems for you, and I wish I wasn't so nervous about introducing him, but this is the first time I've ever had this job, and I want to do the best I can. Stephen Orland was born in Massachusetts and attended the University of Massachusetts and also the University of Iowa, the Iowa Writers' Workshop, where he took an MFA degree in creative writing. He is a widely published poet for his age, and I should say, too, that his publications, for the most part, are in the best of American poetry magazines. He's a good teacher, or so I'm told by his students. His students like him almost to the point of adoration. I've never heard a student say anything bad in any way about Steve Orland, and I regard that highly. And he's been a confidant and a critic for me. And I wish I could say something that would be the best thing I could say without sounding really corny. But Stephen Orland is one of the finest young poets I know, and I'm sure you'll enjoy his reading. Steve Orland.